Good morning to you all. We welcome you on this Palm Sunday. We're glad that you are here as we remember our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and our call to worship today. I'm reading from Galatians chapter 6. For the next two Sundays, I'll be bringing messages from the book of Galatians on the cross. And I want to begin reading at verse 14 of Galatians chapter 6. But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Two thoughts from this passage here. First of all, Paul makes it very clear to the church at Galatia that the cross has had a tremendous impact on his heart and life. Did you notice that? He says that because of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, I have been crucified unto the world and the world unto me. Interesting, the word world there is talking about the world system, cosmos. The world system has been crucified to me and I to the world. That's an indication that the cross had a very distinct impact in the Apostle Paul's life. And I want to say this, it should in yours also. If you're very happy with the world system and you're trying to get as much as you can out of the world system, you haven't been identified with the cross of Jesus Christ. And then Paul says, as he closes this book, from henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body, what? The marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a reference to the cross. It's a reference to what the Lord Jesus Christ endured for lost sinners. He says, I now bear those marks in me. We don't have time to go back to Galatians chapter 2, where Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. This is the forgotten element of the gospel today. And that's why most people are trusting in another gospel. It's a crossless gospel, where I'm not dead to the world. I'm still very much alive to the world and the world system. I'm very much connected with that, but I have Jesus too. That's a gospel that's foreign to the Bible. Because the gospel of the grace of God is that you are crucified with Christ. You're crucified to the world and the world unto you. That's a far different gospel. And most people don't like that gospel. They don't want anything to do with that kind of gospel. It's a crossless gospel. I pray this morning that if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, that you can say as Paul did, I'm crucified with the world and the world with me, and I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, I'm identified with Him and He with me. That's a glorious truth, folks. And it's the truth of the gospel that we preach, that the Bible contains, not another gospel, not a crossless gospel, but one that says you have to be crucified with Christ. You have to have your life transformed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And then you can enjoy what it means to walk with Christ and live with Christ and be with Christ for all eternity in heaven. It took the cross to bring us to that place. And may we know that truth and understand it and be walking in it today.